Blog Talk Radio.
Was I early tonight, or are you having problems getting started? Because I went to YouTube and it just wait. It wouldn't let me join YouTube. And I was just wondering, so I came here.
Yeah, YouTube, I always wait till we start the message so that I don't have to do any editing with it. Because that just, it turns into like an 8-hour process. And
I guess I'm just too anxious to get here then.
Well, you were anxious, yep. And you're always welcome to come join us here in the Zoom room. And then if you want to go somewhere else earlier, that's...
Hi, Rebecca. Glad you're here. I was on the wrong page. Hi, Scott. Love you.
Hi, Scott. Good to see you tonight.
Tomorrow at 9:30.
So, we're glad that you were excited about being here, Mary.
That's good. I do have a question, though. You sent the list of the YouTube videos you'd like.
Yep.
Times. What about the daily ones that you do? Do they need timestamp too?
The read the word.
No. You do the program. Like it's noon or night. You know, like
tonight. Sure.
They need timestamps too?
Sure, every one of them does.
So I was just kind of wondering, do I take my... I like to listen to the new ones. I'll figure it out.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to be studying something, study one of the new ones again. And as you do, put some timestamps in. Now, let me... I'm going to show you guys an example of what I do. Now, this isn't big and fancy, but it's what I do. When I'm listening and doing timestamps, then I'm going to get my hand to go the right direction here. I just start putting timestamps in. I copy down a statement on my paper, and then I just write a timestamp next to it. And then at one point, I'll stop and go back and put all of them in one comment. And that's just one of the processes I use. That way you don't have to make, you're not making 10 different comments. You could put it all in one. That's one way to do it. Or just watch the video, and as a statement comes up, you're like, wow, that's powerful. Click stop. See what the time is. Back it up 5 seconds. Enter it in, and then make the statement. And that works. Now, I really like to have those first 9 videos done of establishing the reality of righteousness, because that's a playlist that I'm sending to new people who come into the program. Because so many people have been trained in religiosity and religion, you and I got to help them get to the understanding that it's not about religiosity and it's not about religion. It's not about churchianity. It's about having a relationship with Almighty God and receiving Jesus' righteousness. Well, that's what that playlist is all about, the reality of righteousness. And so I really want those done, but if you're studying the new things and it's really helping you, then go study the new ones. Put timestamps in. It's wonderful. Here's the thing. Every timestamp you put in helpeth someone else. Excuse me, I'm going to let somebody else talk. I'm going to eat a Fig Newton, dunk it in my coffee. I'll be back with you in about 2 minutes.
I have been wrestling with, with these little voices in my head all day today. Not that I'm crazy, but...
We know how fiery hearts are. All of us know.
So I have these little voices in my head that's telling me I'm not good enough for anything. And and that I'm fake and all that kind of stuff. And I've really been fighting that because I don't feel like I'm a fake. And I've really, really, really been fighting it. And it, and the more it bugs me, the more it makes me want to get this done. I'm sorry, that's the way I am.
Well, you have to tell Don not to whisper in your ear when you fall asleep in the reclining.
So he's telling me I'm fake? See if I wipe his bottom again.
Let's see. I'm the pastor. I'm supposed to bring marriage, oneness, and unity, not strife and discontention. All right.
He's very, very lucky that God put me with him because I am the motherly type, and he is the type only a mother could love. I'll put my hand on a stack of Bibles 10 feet tall and say that.
Now, listen. We saw Don with our own two eyes and our own ears say, I am a believer.
He did. Oh, yeah, he is. But he's an ornery one, too.
If you're wondering what in the world is going on here, just hang in there. We're going to have one awesome night of studying the Bible.
Amen.
And we're just having fun with our sister Mary Pastorek, who has been connected at the hip with us now here for about almost 2 years. And we've been winning a battle with Mary in North Dakota, and Mary's been fighting for us in Michigan, and everybody in between is getting beat about the ears. Don't mess with either of us. Well, you know, it's like Leanne said, I should have just shut up and let her talk. Fiery darts.
Oh. Yeah. You just slap them down, Mary. Slap them down as they come.
Do you happen to have one of the programs that's already been time stamped that I could look at to kind of see what I'm trying to do?
Yep. The very first video in that playlist that I sent you?
Yeah.
I have timestamps. Francetta has timestamps. Sunday has timestamps in there. You can go right into that first video and see exactly what they do.
So when you have so many people timestamping them, aren't you going to be all timestamped and no video?
All it is in the comment a statement that gives somebody the ability to click on that number. And that sends them into the video where it is. You can sit down and watch the video and never click a timestamp. It don't have nothing to do with that. It just creates the opportunity for somebody to read your comment because YouTubers like to read comments. And then click on that timestamp and say, well, what are these guys saying? And then you're like, whoa, that's a powerful statement. Now, I was praying. I want everybody to hear this. I was praying today, this afternoon. I was praying, saying, Lord, what's tonight? What do we got going tonight? We've been on the gifts of the Spirit and the gifts of the Father, the gifts of the Son. Last night we were on the message that said, if you're asking God to do something that you've never seen before, you should probably expect him to ask you to do something you've never done before. So he can get something accomplished that's never been accomplished before. So I was asking him this afternoon, what are we going to do? He said, tonight's going to be a crazy night. Just hang on and have a good time. Did you hear that rolling applause that rang throughout all of the universe right then?
I just don't like the fact that when I try to step out and I get all these little things in my head. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's just so you know, that's very normal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what every one of us goes through. And thou shalt not be freaked. And just kick back and say, oh, yeah, well, I guess everybody else fights this too, so on we go, because that's just the way it is for us. That's literally the way it is for all of us.
That literally is the enemy trying to convince you so that you'll sit down and keep your mouth shut because you've become a threat to him.
Yep.
Well, he should know by now that I got a big mouth, and I love it. You know, the more he keeps on me, the more determined I get.
Yep, you use it for the glory of God.
And that's what we love about you, Mary. And that's, and literally, literally.
I'm a good cook, too.
Okay, we need to pray for Laura's surgery.
I said I'm a good cook. You love me because I'm bold, but I'm a good cook, too.
Okay, so now that I bragged about the first video having timestamps that I did, no, it actually doesn't. What in the world happened to him? I know I put him in there. It'll be all right. I got one timestamp in, but I'm not sure what that's all about. It just is a timestamp. And then I have another timestamp in that says the word begins. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I want everybody to just hang on. Tonight's going to be a good night, but I'm going to tell you that's going to be different than what we normally do. All right. Everybody hold on a second here. What in the world is going on? Isn't that something? Well, this is kind of what I had planned, but something's got to change here. There it is. Got it. Now watch this. I'm going to share the screen. I want everybody to watch this. If you haven't, if you're not on Zoom or Facebook Live, everybody get over there. Please, if you will, please. Please.
We don't have YouTube up.
No, I don't have YouTube up. Do I have it now? All right, YouTube is live now. Wow.
Mary, anyone home? And Rebecca, hello, Mary. Okay, so how does everybody else get to get in there and make comments before it's live? Because I've not figured that out yet.
Wow, everybody just be patient. It is just not working like it normally works.
We are very patient.
Thank you. I appreciate your
patience.
Wow. Nope. Well, all right. Nothing to it but to do it. Isn't that something? All right, somebody tell me what you're viewing.
You with your finger in your ear. That is a really good picture. I am screenshotting that. I love it. This is your pastor.
Oh, goodness sakes alive. Now,
hi, Sunday,
now, if you can't laugh at yourself, all right, if you can't laugh at yourself, don't laugh at anybody else, okay? And it's like, I heard it. I was on an Andrew Womack video we were studying the other day, and Andrew Womack said this statement. It was really cool. He said, you know, I got to say something that somebody's probably going to judge me for, but he said, I was sitting down the other night, and I was watching one of my own TV programs, and everybody laughed. He said, see, I knew you would laugh at me. But if you were on TV, you'd sit down and watch yourself too. This is the point in the middle of my video of myself. God spoke to me. And he said, God talked to me while I was talking to me. And that's pretty amazing. So, anyways.
Your screen with your index. I know, it's too funny, isn't it? I screenshotted it.
All right, now, what I want to do with what I'm showing you here is, there. All right. What I want to do is I want to show you my timestamp and show you what it does. All right. So this is the video, and I'm going to just click the mouse in here at 32 minutes. All right. And then I'm going to go down here to the comments, and you're going to see three comments. See how my mouse shows three comments over here? Mm-hmm. Wait, it only shows two comments, but it says three. So that's a very, very interesting process. Now, everybody watch this. When you click on that 245, see that 2:45:00? That's a timestamp. Something happened at 2:45 that caused me to come and put a timestamp there. But I didn't make a comment of what it was. So my own personal opinion is, just sitting here looking at it, this is probably the 90-second lady.
Oh.
All right. So I'm going to turn the volume up, and let's see if 90-second lady is about to get me when I click on 245. Now watch. This is the power of it. Somebody shows up. They're like, I wonder what somebody put 245 in there for. So we just click on it. Are you ready? Click.
If you're a hard charger, when God told Leanne and I to rest, go see Mom and Dad, I've been working 18 hours a day driving the semi and loving every minute of it, making good money. I was making about...
All of a sudden, it's like that semi hit a brick wall and now you're just sitting there.
I was at about $500 a day.
Now watch this. Now we're going to...
Let's get into the Word of God.
We're going to click on
right now.
149.55. Now, I want you to see this timestamp, Mary. All that timestamp is the Word begins at 145.55. What does that do? That makes it so that somebody else who comes will now look at that and say, oh, the Word begins there. Now, because I'm administrator here, I always like to pin the comment that says the Word begins as the top comment, because then anybody who shows up and like, wow, this is a long video, the first comment will say, the Word begins at 149.55. So now watch this preacher, how I can get him to stick right there at that Word begins mark. Watch this.
Here we go. Let's get into the Word of God, because I'm telling you right now, we got, here we go. Let's get into the Word of God, because I'm telling you right now.
Isn't that cool? As much as I want to preach the whole message, you can stop me right there to get into one word.
We got a good word tonight. If you've never heard this message about a powerful preach, you need to hear this word. Not too many times.
All right. So, how did I get the time to show in the comment?
No, I think the time that it's at is that bar at the bottom. If you just touch the bottom of the video, Audrey, it'll bring up your toolbar there, and your time is, yeah, there you go. Where Pastor is circling is the time.
Circle the wagons. You might say, Pastor, I really want a word from God tonight. I've got a good word, and we're going to get to it. We really are. We're going to have a really good word tonight. And I've put some verses in there for you. But this is an important thing, because what I want everybody to see is this is a very serious process to us. This is a very serious process that can help people come to an understanding of the Word of God. Now watch this. Let's go to the second video in this. Let's see, Awake to Righteousness. Now this message is me at my mom's house. And there's zero timestamps. So Sunday, is this not the right playlist? What playlist did I send to you guys? I know you might be saying, Pastor, what is this? You don't sound like you're organized at all. I'm very organized. But I'm kind of just having a good time tonight with the folks. And we're just relaxing. These are all the messages on righteousness.
Audrey, did that make sense to you? Did you see where it made the time show up for you? Oh, yeah, 3702. I tried the time stamp. This one did it work. Must be the one that you're on.
The time stamp does not work in Facebook, only in YouTube. Facebook does not do time stamps. But I know Sister Francetta, I thought Sister Francetta had done a bunch of these.
She did. I had seen some, maybe different ones, though, than what you're looking at. Hi, Sophia. We're so glad you're with us in Grammy tonight. We love you. Have lots of fun.
Well, what you're seeing is all the different timestamps I have. Awake to Righteousness. Isn't that the one I was just on? And if it was, where did everybody's timestamp go? Well, guys, I had a great plan right there that was supposed to work. There we go. All right. Jesus' righteousness magnifies being one with the Father. There you go. There. All right. All right. All right. We found it. My goodness sakes alive. Now, when we get done with this, I want everybody to be ready with your favorite Bible battle story.
Everybody's favorite is David.
Now, listen. I want to hear your favorite Bible battle story. Your favorite battle story from the Bible. So make sure you find it and you have your reference. Now, look at here. This is what I'm looking for. I knew there was a video here that had all this in it. Goodness sakes alive, we worked hard for it, but we found it. Now, this video is called Jesus' Righteousness Magnifies Being One with the Father. Now, I'm just going to put it back here on 22 minutes. All right? I'm going to turn the volume back on. Watch this. In the notes, it says the teaching, I love the word, starts at 125. See where I'm circling that with my mouse? All right. Now, I'm going to go down here to the comments, and you can see Sister Francetta has put some timestamps in.
Tonight. Oh, she was going to go out.
She was out driving, yeah. Now watch this. And I don't want anybody to have a problem with this. I'm not belaboring a point. I really want us to see how simple this is and yet how powerful it is. Can you imagine somebody showing up here saying, well, I wonder what this guy's about. Jesus' righteousness magnifies being one with the Father. I wonder what that means. Most YouTubers, the first thing they do is they're going to go down here to the comments and say, well, let's see what people say. The first comment has the pastor. If you do, I do. All right. The first comment's going to be the pastor saying the message begins at 1:25, so they can click on that and
we're
they'll
ready
go
for the word.
Right.
Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word. You go right there. Now let's go back to the comments. Sister Francetta has, we hunger and thirst for his righteousness. It is in his word. It can only be attained by the love of Jesus. And that's at 1:21 with a double odd on it. Now watch this.
The upheaval situation we're in, you got to be wise. Here's the thing, guys. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
Soon. The Antichrist is setting up. He doesn't have power. He can't manifest. But he's setting up. And there's some dumb folks in this world. And they're rich. And they think their richness gives them the ability to be dumb for everybody. That's why you and I got to get so bold. And be bold like a lion and say, not here, not now. That ain't going to go on in our life.
Now, let's go to the next one. This comment is on 1:26:20. It says, watch this. I love this. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. You have to love the word. That's her comment she put in. So let's see what this preacher says at 1:26:20.
One more plague. Right. That's a good note I wrote there. You might say, Pastor, what in the world was it? We were talking about the children of Israel. Amen? Put the date on it. Put the date on it. In the day of technology, there's no reason to not have notes. Well, there you go. And on your phone, you got something to write down. I've noticed sometimes on my phone, trying to go back and forth between the screen on the camera and my notepad, I end up losing stuff. Either lose the stream or I lose it. I don't want to do that. Are you ready? Let me see. I got to get my notes up here.
Well, that's interesting because it doesn't seem either of these.
Well, that's good, Phyllis.
Everybody just listen to this guy. He
we
might know what he's doing.
Practice here on a regular basis. Everybody want to try it? Rapture practice. Now watch this. Let's go tonight to Galatians chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. Galatians chapter 3, 25 and 26. Somebody shout, I love the word. Galatians chapter 3, verses 25 and 26.
That's interesting.
When you get there, hold your Bible up, and we'll make a confession. And then We're going to get to the word, and we're going to answer hidden in Jesus' question over there. And when we do, we're going to help hidden in Jesus, and we're going to help you walk with God. Ready?
All right. Well, glory be to God. I just saw something I'd never seen before. I've never had a timestamp not work. So I'm not quite sure what's going on with that.
What happened? I thought Frank said had a bunch of them on.
She did, but none of them are producing what is being taught.
Am I putting the scriptures in or the verses? Is that messing with this? I've been taking them down to just periods, though, and not the Coleman.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. So I'm going to have to go back and study that again. But you see the idea. I got to figure out what's up with this video. I had a hard time touching to timestamp. All right. So let me just deal with that for a minute. It's only 10 after 8. Everybody just, everything's going to be all right. You ready? Let's just do this now. I'm going to join with you. Let me get all this stuff turned off. I don't know why Sister Leanne gets my phone out and then starts opening up all these apps.
It's Ripley that does
it. It's Ripley that does it.
Chewy.com.
He's looking for Chewy.com. Ripley, did you really do that, buddy? All right, let's just try this one. I'm going to do this just like it was you guys. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to do this just like you were doing it with your phone. All right? Here I am.
Prayer requests and that kind of stuff. That way I can pay attention to the teaching and then come back and grab that every so often. You ready? We are going to 2 Corinthians. Somebody shout, I love the word.
You'll see on this one, I already have in the notes some timestamps put in. Now, let's see if it will show that. Oh, there it is. There you go. Can you see that?
Not right now. My screen hasn't advanced yet.
Is that too small? You're in the lag?
Yes. Well, I don't know. It's showing the timestamp screen.
All right, let me make my screen bigger so I can see what I'm seeing. Oh, yeah, there you go. But it's backwards, isn't it? So you can see on the bottom timestamp it says teaching, 1:26:40. Now, let's get out of this. Let's turn the preacher on and let him go. Watch this. Oh, my goodness, just...
I could tell somebody just said, are you kidding? I've been waiting for this all night. Why do you guys do so much stuff? Well, just by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Here we go. What a powerful testimony, Audrey. What a powerful testimony in Jesus' mighty name. All right, moderators, pay attention.
So, obviously, Audrey had a powerful testimony this night. This was on 19 January 2021. Do you remember what it was? All I did was just reach up there.
You guys know.
And stop the video. See the numbers on this side of the screen? That's the number that you put in.
Why can I see this on YouTube and can't see it on Zoom or Facebook?
Oh. Oh, that.
Okay, we're going to start all over now where everyone can see.
I always welcome everybody to say, hey, Pastor, the screen is black. Why can't we see what you're showing us? I've hit the button that stops the video.
I thought I was just in the lag and was waiting for it to move so I could see, but eventually I thought, okay, this is a little more than that. You don't remember what the testimony was, Audrey? Was it when we came?
Well, all right. All right. Can everybody see this screen now?
Do I have to be on YouTube now? No, you don't have to be on there now.
No, but the YouTubers can see this because...
Yeah.
Isn't that something? So this is with my phone. What I just said right there is... Audrey had a great testimony on that night. Now, what I would do is I would go back and find that on the video and say, here's an awesome testimony from Audrey, and put it there. If it's a personal testimony, I'll never make a big deal of it publicly because I don't want people's personal stuff public. However, obviously, Audrey had something happen that night, and we were giving God glory. Now, so what I've done is I've stopped the video, and you can see that the timestamp is 1:27:05. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on this video. All right. I'm going to click on this video. I've done this a lot of times. I'm going to click on this video.
All right.
What a night.
And you know your screen's back on this.
All right. So we got 2 more minutes and we're going to your favorite Bible story, and I've done enough of this, and then we're going to come back another time because this was supposed to just flow real smooth. And as of right now, it ain't flowing at all in any sense of the word. And I'm like, what is going on with the flow? That's the description. How do I make a comment? Well, here's the interesting thing. There's the live chat. We don't want that. Oh, so you got to get it. You got to get it like this. Okay? Now, yeah, you can see that. So watch. I'll start it.
To pin those comments.
And then I'll stop it. So see how when I stopped it, it says 1:27:07. That's the timestamp. So now, not when you're horizontal like this, when it's vertical like this, then the comments show up. At least on my iPhone. Brother Dan, if you're following me, let me know whether or not this is true on Android. Man, I had this all figured out. I was so confident in my ability to make this happen. Oh, Jesus. Now, what I'm going to do is I'll just go down here. I'm going to add a comment. The first thing I'm going to put in is the timestamp. 1:27:07. See how that timestamp looks? 1:27:07. And then I'm going to add in there, this is a powerful point. And then I'm going to click enter. Remember to keep your comments respectful and to follow the community guidelines. So that comment went somewhere. So I'm going to click on the X button. I cannot believe this is happening.
This is too long for the road in here. I really kind of like my old-fashioned rotary phone. Yesterday we were going down the road, Rebecca, And I said the same thing. I'm about ready to run over this phone and go get a rotary phone and a landline.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. I have done this. Isn't that something? It just totally disappeared. Ah. So, now watch. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Well, it's all right. It just lets us all know we're human.
Yep.
And
technologies are not always perfect.
And right now, I'm being really human.
Dan, help. We need you.
So, you see these little squigglies right over here? Let me see. You see these squigglies right here? Those little squigglies? All right, if you click on them,
it says
top comments or newest first. So I'm going to click newest first. And when I did, that's the only comment that's there is mine. And then when you click on that, this guy's going to say, he's going to go right back to that. This is an amazing point, powerful point.
If we've got prayer requests and that kind of stuff, that way I can pay attention to the teaching. If we've got prayer requests and that kind of stuff, that way I can pay. If we've got prayer requests and that kind of stuff, that way I can pay attention to the teaching.
Just so you know, I had this all figured out to be really smooth tonight, but I didn't have it all figured out good enough, obviously.
It's all right. It was entertaining
or something else. You're going to say, you know, Pastor, before you started, I felt like this was an easy process. No,
way more difficult than I ever imagined.
Oh, goodness sakes alive. Wow. Well, this is what we know. That, anyways, the whole point of it is this. Anybody that shows up and they're like, wow, all right, hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled. Well, let's see what the comments are. Let me see. Why is this thing keep doing this to me? Let's see what the comments are. Over here on this side of the comments, you'll see that drop down. Two arrows right there. See them two arrows? And there's a comment. This is a powerful point. 12707. Now.
I'm sorry.
Now. Just so everybody knows, I'm real confident in who I am as a spiritual leader, and I have a very good word to speak tonight, even though they're laughing at me. All right. And here's the thing. You might be sitting back going, it's all right, Pastor. Just, you know, if you fall down, just get up and keep walking. Don't lay there in the mud puddle.
We love you, Pastor. We're on your side.
go ahead, Dan. Go ahead. Rescue me, brother. Help. Help.
Well, it took me a little while to get back into the righteousness once, and mine is a little, it's like a V arrow, whatever, to open up the links, and I went there, and they all came open, all the timestamps. I don't have who did them or anything on my phone, but that's all right. Whoever did them did a very good job of them. Very clear. But they're there.
All right. So it's
Android.
On the Android, you're able to find them too. In the comments or in the notes?
No, just in the, have your picture and then you can open up the link right underneath.
Yep.
You just open up that link and it all pulls down and comes clear to you.
That's in the notes of the program where I have the website and my email address and all that stuff in there too.
Descriptions, it says.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So, Brother Dan found it on Android. I really appreciate you coming and proving to the world that I really am in the right field, even if it's though I'm in left field and it's over in right field, but I am in the field.
You're doing a fine job.
What'd you say?
I said you're doing a fine job.
Everybody needs one family member that believes in them.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, goodness. My face isn't red like I'm embarrassed, is it? Because I'm sweating like I'm embarrassed, but I'm really not. It's okay.
No, you look fine.
And you know what's good about what's just happened, guys? This isn't our normal flow. But what this just showed me is I've got to continually get in there and click on these things. Sister Francetta was saying today when she was putting some in that the video and the audio weren't right. Now, that's very unusual for YouTube, but who knows? That can be a glitch in their system. That can be a glitch in the internet system itself. That could be a glitch in your internet provider. That could be a glitch in your own device. Turn it off. Wait for a minute. Turn it back on. There's a lot of different places where that glitch can be. I have my sunglasses on. It might be bright.
I just love
this thing. I love you guys. I if you're not having fun tonight, man, get over on the fun side. Now, I can guarantee you the next time I do one of these tutorial sessions like this, it will not be public for everybody to see.
I'll videotape that. It's going
to
be all
right. It'll be to a few of my closest friends and partners. And together we will get something accomplished in God. My goodness sakes alive.
Does anybody have a specific question about it before
Wow.
we move on? A simple specific question.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, are you okay?
I'm okay. Just go. It's good. It's all good.
Okay. So, we'll have to stop it, press pause, and then put the comment in?
Right. Will you be using your phone or your tablet?
Is it my phone or my iPad?
Right. So there's probably a different process. I don't have an iPad to click on all that and show you exactly how it is. But yes, in order, when you get good at this, if you use the pad of paper and you write down no, and then you put the time 1 minute, 10 minutes, and 10 seconds. If you're doing it like this, then you won't necessarily have to stop it. But if you're not gonna make a note on a piece of paper, then anytime you're listening, you're studying, and you're like, wow, look at this note, look at that statement. Click pause. Look at the first number.
So you have to put the number in there?
Right. That's what makes it a timestamp is when you put that number in of where that comment was at. And it looks to me like that what's happening with these comments by Francetta, this might have been the first one she did, that these are all the same concepts, so that might be, I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure why it turned out like that, but that's why you want that time number. Every time you stop, you want the first number. Hold on, let me pull this up again, because this is easy to do. Wait, I'll show you on a video that's not mine, not just. This one is a Brother Hagin video. All right, watch this.
So
what he just said is these people are trying to stand in the office of the prophet. Now, I want you to see the timestamp. See how it says 21:57? That's the time when you stop the video. The 27 number is how many minutes the whole video is long. So you always put in the first number. Now watch. 21:57. Prophesy by the Spirit. So that's what I did.
Okay.
Look, wait, where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
No. Oh, you don't want
to talk? She's being stinky. Can't find her
time.
Not a minute. All right. So what you'll see is I didn't hit send yet, but I've put the first number in, 21:57. Got to wait till the camera goes up. There it is. All right, hang on just a second. I'm going to mute your mic so you don't take the camera off, and then we'll come back to you. 21:57 means, and then I put in the statement, prophesy by the Spirit. Then I'm just going to click the send button. Now, my comment is the most recent comment. And what does it say? 21:57. You'll notice this number is the same number as that number. And then if I click it again and I say, oh my goodness, I've never had timestamps not work.
It's the pressure.
I'm going to click it again. Hold on, I'm going to get him talking. And then I'm going to click on it again. Now, I'm going to click it again. So what you see is you can check it, and then you might say, well, wait, that isn't the right statement. That's not the right time. Back it up 10 seconds. Well, what's 10 seconds? 21:57. So then all you got to do is just click those three dots. And there's three dots right up here in this corner. And that says edit. It's all very self-explanatory if you just look around a little bit. So I'm going to say, well, wait, it wasn't 21:57. That's when he was done. Let's put in 21:47. Now I just edited it to have a more accurate statement. I just edited it to have a more accurate statement.
And so if they really prophesied to one another, it would be all right. But what they're trying to do is stand in the office of the prophet. Because, see, they began to prophesy that God was through with me, that the pastor or the lead didn't get much comfort out.
Now, I'm just going to leave that there. I'm Brother Hagin's video, and just let somebody come by and say, what's this all about?
Yep.
And then somebody will leave me a comment underneath there that says, what are you talking about? Go ahead, ask another question, Kathy. You seem to be the one with the questions tonight, and that's good because you're filled with love and care for me, that you're not making fun of me while I'm falling down here.
I think I was on
tonight, and that's good because hold on, this guy, he's just mouthing off. I can't get him to shut up. There you go.
I was on Pluto, the Saturn zone. It was the wandering. it was a short video, and I didn't put the timestamp in. I thought when I heard something that was good, I just comment. But I have to pause and then put the number in.
Yeah.
And then comment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yeah.
Yep. But it's okay that we're doing this, guys. I really have a really amazing word that I want to share tonight.
But this is good. This is a good
thing.
Everybody will feel much more comfortable and confident doing
very this. Few times has this happened since we've been live. But hey, it just goes to prove that we're all human, and this is just a platform that is run just by the internet, and sometimes it just ain't right like it's supposed to be right.
And you need to not fear making a mistake anymore.
Yeah, there's nobody worry about making a mistake. Right. You can't do anything wrong.
Right.
There's no way you can mess it up, and you cannot hurt the video in any way at all. Timestamps are the way that listener can make a comment on a video that other people can come by and click on and hear the person who's speaking say the same thing. Who was it I saw the other day that has a lot of timestamps? Eric Hasselbeck that we listened to about Middle Eastern news.
Oh, yeah.
He always has many timestamps in his material. Why? Because it helps people be able to go right to where what they're looking for. Now watch this. I'm just going to do this one more time. And no, I'm not going to do it one more time. All right. I'm just going to go like that. Somebody tell me what your favorite battle story is from the Bible. It will start with Sister Leanne.
David.
Which part of David?
And Goliath.
And Goliath. Which part of David?
When he says, is there not a cause?
Is there not
I'm going to take this guy out because I'm getting stuck.
Is there not a cause? Now, go with me to Acts chapter 17. We've got our first battle tonight that we're going to talk about. But we got to start with Acts chapter 17. What a night. Acts chapter 17, verse number 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 9. Acts 17, 1 through 9. Well, I'm glad you're having a great time watching me tonight because I was having a great time being watched, I think.
You put everybody very much at ease. They learn a lot.
That makes me sweat, though.
Mary, I hope I don't forget my comment while I try to figure out the timestamp. Write it down, Mary. That's the easiest way to do, like Pastor said, just have your piece of paper there. And as you're listening, write down your timestamp and your comment. And then when it's all done, you can just go back in and put those comments in.
I think that's what Sister Francetta does.
Yeah.
I really wish she could be here tonight, but she's out working, and that's a good thing. God bless you, Francetta. We're glad you're working. Now watch. Hold your Bible up. We'll make our confession. Get into the Word of God for tonight, even though we only got 20 minutes. Ready? This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
Wait.
I believe what God's Word says.
God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
My resident teacher.
My resident teacher.
Is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Acts chapter 17. Verse 1, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, that's those two Italian restaurants right over there by Roger.
Yeah.
They came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the scriptures. Now, we're not certain whether that was three Sabbaths in a row or for 21 days in a row, right? Explaining and demonstrating that Christ had to suffer, rise again from the dead, and saying, this Jesus, whom I preach to you, is the Christ. And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas. They had a pretty good revival service, didn't they? Mm-hmm. They did. Verse 5. But the Jews, who were not persuaded, becoming envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar. Sounds sort of like BLM, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And attacked the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brothers to the rulers of the city, crying out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Wait, this wasn't a band of the Roman army showing up. This was Paul and Barnabas, right? I believe. Maybe it's just Paul by himself. Paul and Silas. The Bible literally records, these are those who have turned the world upside down. That those people who have turned the world upside down have come here also. Well, how did they know that the world had been turned upside down by these people? See, one of the things that we should be expecting as we study the word and grow in him, we should be expecting that the word spreads all across the area where we live. Go with me to Mark chapter 1, verse 28. Now watch this. Mark 1, 28. And I'm going to mess with your holy cow just a little bit. But don't be offended. Just let the holy cow be messed with.
Just that one
verse. Mark chapter 1. Twenty-one through 28. Thank you for asking. For all of you who helped put in verses, thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Sister Leanne really appreciates it.
Thank you.
Because it really makes a difference in this whole process. Isn't that something? That the night I'm so confident.
You'll be all right. We bind every trauma that has ever happened to Pastor and cast it from his life now and we speak peace in Jesus' name.
It's like I just reached up here. I'm like, where is my chat screen? What is going on? And it's just not there. And what's worse, it's just not there anywhere. You know, it's like, what?
You timestamped it right under the whole different
page. I timestamped it right on the page. It's all right. It's a good laugh. I'm feeling good. Mark 1:21. Then they went into Capernaum. This is Jesus. Meeting on the Sabbath day, he entered the synagogue and taught. Isn't that what Paul did? So Paul did.
Oh, yes, yes.
Verse 22. They were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority. Do you know why Jesus taught like one having authority? Because he had authority, and it wasn't like the scribes teach. The scribes didn't have authority. The scribes had manipulation and control. They didn't have authority. 23. There was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? You can hear that. They got a weird voice when they do.
Yeah.
Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Well, does this demon know who Jesus is? Yes, he does.
Absolutely does.
Yes, he does. Verse 25, Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. 26, when the unclean spirit had convulsed him, cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. What did Jesus do? Jesus cast out a demon right in the synagogue in front of all the religious people. He didn't even care that they might be offended.
He didn't care.
He didn't care if they thought that he shouldn't do it or not. He cast the devil out. Why? Because the man obviously didn't want the devil on the inside of him. It's one of those interesting factors you learn when you begin to start casting out demons. Some people want the demon, and some people don't want the demon.
And this is another interesting thing. It's some, probably through the religiosity thing, people have been taught that you have to be so careful casting out a demon because it might go right into whoever's next to you. That was never a concern of Jesus. He cast them out and kept moving. They never went into somebody else.
No, it, when he cast them out and there was 25,000 people in the multitude, there had to be more than one person, one weak person spiritually there.
Yeah. So that is purely a ploy of the enemy.
That's purely.
To fill people with fear so they don't do that anymore. Go ahead,
son. Nope, I'm not going to interrupt because there's too many women watching that'll throw things at me.
Yeah. So anyways, if you decide a demon needs to go from someone, do not fear getting them out.
Yeah. Well, and for a long time, in my Bible college class, I don't even know what it was, probably the psychology of religion. I don't know, Brother Dan. You remember, it was a psychology of religion. I think that's what it was, where they taught us how to cast out a demon. Take all your weak spiritual people and put them in another room.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Make sure that only people there that's ready to be able to cast out a demon are just the most solid, stable, well-established believers. Well, that's not what Jesus did. Jesus saw a demon. Jesus could tell by the actions of the Father that it needed to come out, and Jesus said, you come out now.
Yeah, yeah.
people have to want to receive that demon for it to be able to enter them.
Exactly. That's very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like to teach the rest of the lesson? Because you seem to be doing better than me.
Go ahead. You're just traumatized by the time stamp. It's all right. We'll get past that.
Everybody in favor of Sister Lynn teaching the rest of the message, signify by saying aye, the raising of your right hand. 27. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Look at verse 28. And immediately fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee. Now, wait. The word fame there isn't the same word that they used when Kiss, the rock band, became famous. That, is everybody all right if I just make it real, you know?
Yep.
All right, I'm just, you might say, what did you just say, Pastor? Well, you know, because we all look at fame through the eyes of a famous person, and most people look at fame with a rock star or a movie star. When you look at this word fame, it means the hearing, the audience, the hearing, the report. It doesn't mean a person up on a stage with a spotlight in his eyes saying, ain't I wonderful? Mm-hmm. All right? It means the report. When you put this verse into the verse in Acts, What they're saying in the book of Acts is these are the guys that everywhere they go turn this thing upside down. I mean, look at what Jesus did right here in the synagogue. They're like, who is this guy? And how is he speaking with this much authority? Now, wait. That's what they should be saying about you when you get for me.
Yeah, amen.
That's not what they should just be saying just about me. When you lay hands on someone, somebody ought to say, my Lord, you got a hold of some power there. Where did you learn this? And you'll say, right out of the holy word of God, Jesus told me to speak to that mountain. I just spoke to it and watch it now be removed. Amen.
Amen.
Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Hold on just a second. Search. Wow. It's all right. Mark.
Some nights are just more difficult than others.
Oh, goodness. Here we go. Mark, isn't that just something? We made it. Mark chapter 4, and let's go down here to all right. Now that we're in Mark chapter 4, how about we go back to Matthew chapter 4? Because Mark chapter 4 just did not have the verse I was looking for.
Well, they both start with MA, so I can see where the what
happens. Oh, Jesus.
We're having fun. It's all right. We can have a relax.
Oh, 23 through 25. Mark 4. No.
Matthew 4, 23 to 25.
Oh, Jesus, I am sweating. I'm not embarrassed, though, at all.
Open the window.
No, I'm not embarrassed at all, just saying it. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Wow, I got this. Through 25. Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among them. Well, guys, that in itself is going to send some things around the kingdom. Have you ever noticed that? Everybody in the Zoom room, I'm going to mute you all because my screen's doing a crazy thing over here. All right? I'm not muting you because I don't want to hear you. I love to hear you. On my end, it's doing something crazy. You been seeing that?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, somebody put their mic back on and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Phyllis Raymond.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, there is Don. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hi, Don. All right. I don't know if I fixed it or not. But if all of a sudden you see me mute all, that just means we got something on this end that's going on and we got to deal with the issue. And please don't ever be offended by it because we love you and we're glad you're a part of what we're doing.
Amen. I can hear you, but I can't see you.
You can't see me.
Oh, because it has you on the screen right now. That's what keeps happening with.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever's going on, putting you guys' names up, and I'm not sure why. Now, let me try this again. We'll see if this works. There you go. I don't know. Most of all, aren't you glad that we're just a big old family that makes it work?
Big old happy family. Amen.
I'm back in Matthew 4:23. Jesus went about all the Galilee, teaching their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sickness, all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee, from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. His fame spread throughout the land. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back here to 1 Samuel chapter 17, and let's deal with Sister Leanne's favorite story. 1 Samuel chapter 17, do you remember what verse says, is there not a cause? I got it for you. And the Lord said, go, and verse 29, 1 Samuel 17, 29. David had walked up, seen the new fighting position of the children of Israel hiding in holes, and said, my, isn't this a new, interesting fighting position? And he said to somebody, what'll happen if a man kills this giant? All right? Verse 26. What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine? Look at what he says. And takes away the reproach from Israel to a man who casts out demons, heals the sick, raises the dead, heals the leper, so that people are no longer bound in the kingdom. According to Jesus, he who reaps souls receives wages. That's what will happen to somebody. That's exactly what's going on in this story. David said, what's going to happen to the man? And they said, Well, no, let's keep reading 26. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God in the Ukraine?
Oh, Goliath.
I just was letting it get real for today. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming after all of the Christians in the Ukraine? That he's defying the army of the living God.
Wow.
Pour out your vengeance on this situation, Lord.
Yep.
27. The people answered it in this manner, saying, so shall it be done for the man who kills him. Eliab, his brother, saw him and said, what's up with you? Verse 29, David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? This vile Philistine is mocking our God. Is there not a cause? He turned from him and he said to another, what's going to happen to this guy? And look at 32. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Saul said to David, you're not able to go fight this Philistine, for you are a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth. David said, with all due respect, sir, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. Do you notice that right now, all of a sudden, David just gave up his sheep herding job and said, I'm going to be a mighty warrior. And right now today, I'm fixing to get me a new position in this kingdom right here. Because he said, I used to keep my father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it, delivered the lamb from its mouth. When it rose against me, I caught it by the beard, struck it, and killed it. That's an interesting situation, isn't it? Watch this. And this, I mean, 36, this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Now, let's run over here. Verse 44. 43. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with a stick? And David said, well, actually, yes, you are. Okay, that's what I thought he said. And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Philistine said to David, come to me. I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beast of the field. And David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. That's Jesus, the captain of the host of heaven. And the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
This day.
Say it with me, this day.
This day.
The Lord will deliver you into my hand.
Hallelujah.
And I will strike you. And I'll not only strike you, I'll take your head from you. I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and the wild beast of the field, that all the earth may know there is a God in Israel.
Woo!
Now, I could say that all right. Let's give somebody else an opportunity. Put in here one of your favorite Bible battle stories. I'll say it the other way. See if I can say it the other way. Somebody else put in there one of your favorite battle Bible stories. Bible battle. Battle Bible. Say it 10 times fast without biting your tongue. If you're on Zoom, you can either say it out loud or you can type it in. If you're on Facebook Live, type it in. If you're on YouTube Live, type it in. Have a blessed night, Kathy. We love you. Kathy. Yeah, Kathy. What a night.
What a night.
I think, love, that you picked everybody's favorite Bible story.
It is everybody's favorite.
Go ahead, Phyllis. Hi, Gail. No, you didn't miss it. You missed all the fun. Everybody laughing at me, but mute all, and then I should be able to unmute all. Allow the participants, ask all to unmute. There you go. Go ahead, Phyllis. I saw your was up there.
When the people had to walk around seven times silently, and then all of a sudden they were going to bang on their pacemakers. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, Joshua, the Battle of Jericho. Joshua and the Battle of Jericho.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
All right, that's a good one. Thank you. Go with me to Joshua chapter 6.
I need to specify. God did not.
Joshua chapter 6. No, you didn't miss anything except all the laughter, Gail. I had a very great plan tonight, and it just did not work. But it's all right. We're talking about our favorite Bible battle story. So if you got one, kick it in the comments there. Now, I'm in Joshua chapter 6. Watch this. Let's see. Let's go to chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. Joshua 6, 1 through 5. Now, Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. Yeah, well, I'll probably delete most of the beginning of this because it didn't work out like it was supposed to. None went out and none came in. Why? Because Jericho could see 3 million Israelites in the wilderness going, oh, my God, we're about to be wiped out. God said to Joshua, see, I have given you the city, Jericho, into your hand, the king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go around the city once. This shall you do 6 days. Seventh day, the priest shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horn. But the seventh day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. If they shall come to pass, it shall come to pass when the long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat. And they and the people shall go up, every man straight before him, where he's standing. Verse 7, he said to the people, proceed and march around the city. Let him who is armed advance before the ark. Let me see. Verse 10. David and Goliath. Love the little guy wins because God is on his side. I claim that too. That was the first story we told tonight. Yes. Look at verse 10. Joshua 6. This is Sister Phyllis K. Raymond's favorite story. All right, watch this. Now Joshua had commanded the people, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout. Then you shall shout. Now, Joshua is telling them this at the beginning of the first day. And he said, not a word will proceed out of your mouth for 6 days. You ready? Say it with me. Don't say a word. Can you imagine mama looking at the kids? You know how moms are. Now watch this. Why did God say that? Because God didn't want one word coming out of anybody's mouth to stop this battle from coming to pass. Our greatest enemy ever in any battle is the words of our mouth. Jesus. Somebody say it. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Now, here we go. Let's go. The second day they marched, that's 14.
This pink guy, yeah. That's it.
He's funny. Right, I got you. Verse 16. Joshua 6:16. The seventh time it happened when the priest blew the trumpet that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. When Joshua said, shout, these guys had not said a word for 6 days. How big a shout you think was on the inside of them?
Oh, my goodness.
These boys were ready to let it out. Now, go back here to Joshua chapter 2. Look at this verse. This is 2:8-11. Joshua 2:8-11. And then we're going to grab one more story out of Kings. But boy, we got it moving, so nobody interrupt me. I have to start all over again. This is a rough night to start all over.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus, help me. Joshua 2:8. Now, before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. Verse 10, do not miss this. For we heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who are on the other side, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. You remember what we've been reading in Deuteronomy? God said, I will put the fear of you into everybody else's heart. But you can't bow down before them or their gods. And look what happened. This lady is testifying of it. She's a pretty smart lady. Verse 10. Verse 11. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any courage in us because of you. For the Lord your God, he is the God of heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore, I beg of you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house. And she said, I'm not going to tell anybody, but when you come back, you had better save me. And of course, Caleb, the two spies said, all right, we'll save you. Put this red blood of Jesus cloth outside your window. How many want to guess how soon that red cloth of Jesus went outside her window? That went outside of her window in a really, really quick hurry. Now, this is one of my favorite stories that is a battle story. But I know I asked you for them, but everybody's kind of hesitating. So this is my favorite story, all right? One of them. Let me say it differently. This is my favorite story on 2 Kings chapter 6, page 483. And this is 8 through 23. King of Syria was making war against Israel, you know, sort of like today. And he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this one place, for the Syrians are coming down there. The king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him. And he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called to his servants and said to them, will you not show me which one of you is for the king of Israel? 12. One of his servants said to him, none of us, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. Don't you just love it? Do it again, Jesus, all over this world. Tell men of God what the people, the bad people, are saying in their bedroom. Watch this. 13, he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him. It was told him, saying, surely he's in Dothan. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. When the servant and the man of God rose early in the morning and went outside to wax the donkey, shine him up for the day, that there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, oh, my master, what shall we do? Verse 16. So Elisha said to him, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And you got to know Gehazi is like 1, 2, donkey. 1, 2, donkey. Donkey, 1, 2. There's two of us and a donkey. What do you mean? Verse 17. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open the eyes of my servant that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and fires all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the words of Elisha. Don't you love it? Lord, strike the Russian troops with blindness. Not blindness that they can't see to leave, the blindness they can't see to strike. May what they see in their eyes to strike is the biggest, most fearful warring angels there ever was. Amen? Mm-hmm. And they flee. Watch this. 19. Elisha said to them, this is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. He's standing there talking to the commander who came to kill him. The king sent an army and horses and chariots after this one prophet. Why? Because the prophet knew what he was speaking in the bedroom. When they came to Samaria, and Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. The Lord opened their eyes, and they saw that they were inside Samaria. And when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, my father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? And he answered and said, you don't kill them. Would you kill those whom you've taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them that they may eat and drink and go back to their master. Thus, then he prepared a great feast for them, and afterward they ate and drank, and he sent them away, and they went back to their master. So the bands of Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Syria. They're like, don't mess with them people.
Yeah.
Wait, what about this battle is so amazing? What is so amazing about this battle is God opened the eyes of Elisha's servant so he could see the angels. God closed the eyes of the army so they couldn't see Elisha. But God kept the eyes of the army open so they could march all the way into Israel. But they couldn't tell it was Elisha. That's a whole lot of blinding and opening done in one day in one big long march. God got the victory. And Syria ran back home and never came back. And Israel said, would you look at that right there? And Gehazi, every time he looked at Elisha, was like, whoa. Wow. I just saw that with my own eyes. See, we sing this song almost every night. Take me where I've never been before. Glory to glory, faith to faith, grace to grace. Take me where I've never been before. Well, if God, it's like we said last night, if God's going to take you where you've never been before, you got to be willing to let God take you somewhere where you've never been before and say, yes, sir. Because he's not short on assignments. He's short on people that's willing to go do them.
Amen. Amen.
I'm preaching better than some of you are staring, even after such a fun night of laughing and just standing here shaking their head at the screen going, why is that doing that? No, see, in the book of Acts, it says, these are the ones that turned the world upside down. Who were they? They were the people saying, I want more. I want more. Give me more. I want more. I want more than what I have. I want to know you more. Philippians chapter 3. How much time have I got for a last verse? Philippians chapter 3. Oh, my Lord, she said 2 minutes. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 9, be found in him, Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, Philippians 3:9, and be found in him. Not having my own righteousness. Your righteousness doesn't do you any good, neither does mine, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God, by faith that I might know him. That I might know him. Verse 12. Not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. I do not count myself to have apprehended. I mean, guys, I'm so much farther today than I've ever been in my life, but I don't count myself as having apprehended it all. It's ain't time to sit down and watch. This is a time to run harder than we've ever run before. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. I do not count myself. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You'll be one of those people that turns the world upside down. Matthew chapter 13. If you have a good Bible, you'll find that on page 1259 in the New Testament. The disciples said, what? Matthew 13. Right there.
Did anybody else get that?
Matthew 13, 10 through 12. The disciples said, Jesus, why are you teaching parables? And he said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Say it. It's given to me to know.
Given to me to know.
Well, if you're going to know the mysteries, then you got to be willing to go do the mysteries. I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. It's one of the greatest challenges you'll ever have in your Christian life, but it's a well worthy challenge, because what you'll end up doing and being will be so far beyond anything. Jesus said to the disciples, whoever has revelation, more will be given to him. And the bottom line is, if you quit chasing revelation, then God quits bringing it. I'm preaching better than you're throwing cards and letters and checks and cash. God keeps nothing from us. It's just hidden inside the wisdom of Almighty God and Jesus. If you're going to do exploits, you got to be willing to do something outside of the normal.
Amen.
If you're going to turn the world upside down, you got to be willing to go do something nobody else has ever done before. If you're going to see the army blinded while they march down the road and nobody trips over each other, the whole army, then you got to step up and say, I'll take you and show you where to go. What did he knew he was blind. They were blinded. He knew they could not touch him, because the people who do know their God shall be strong and do exploits in Jesus' mighty name. That was my last verse. That was Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. People who do know their God will be strong and do exploits in Jesus' mighty name. Well, it was a long road to get here, but we made it. When you go back to put timestamps in on this video, there might only be 35 minutes of the video left.
It's okay. I think everybody feels much more at ease now.
Remember, if you're putting a timestamp in, you can't mess anything up. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can break. You might put a timestamp in and nobody find what the comment is you're trying to get to, but it's okay. It'd be like, well, that, you know, at least they're trying. You know, be just don't worry about it. It'd be all right.
And it may inspire them to dig deeper to find out what you were talking about.
Yeah. I put timestamps on stuff everywhere, guys. You have tomorrow off? Yeah. Gail's ready for us to preach 4 more hours, Roger. You got another 4-hour lady with us tonight, Roger. Somebody shout 4 more hours.
Hi, Sophie.
Sophie was there today at Lily. Sister Leanne.
Hi.
Pastor Sam.
Hi.
He's waving at you.
How are you?
She's not feeling good tonight. She's kind of whiny.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless our little faithful attender, Sophie. And we declare life and health and strength in her little body. We declare peace in her soul, soundness in her mind, and the purpose of Almighty God always happening in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty
name. We're a little whiny tonight, too, Sophie. You'll be all right.
I am not whining. I am laughing, and I am shocked.
You in particular.
Oh, all right. All right.
The one thing I was going to mention, I went the time, you know, you sent me those things to look at for timestamping. I always put my comment in first, then the timestamp. And it works for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But sometimes if you make a too long of a comment, the timestamp would be underneath, and they wouldn't see that. They'd just see the first four words of the message.
My theory is that if it's that good of a message, you know, comment, it's going to make them wonder what the heck and go look at.
Right,
it.
Right, exactly.
You know, I pray about everything. I pray about everything when I put it in for a timestamp.
Amen.
Awesome.
And here's the thing. It's not wrong at all.
No.
I just always do mine at the beginning, but it doesn't matter. Here's the reality of it. All of us do it and watch God bless what we do and help people find it. Now, some of you must not be getting notification. I'm getting notifications every day of people going by and clicking on your timestamp.
So cool.
And
yeah, I've gotten comments that someone liked it. Notification.
Did, all right, so you do get them.
Quite a few times, yeah. So it's working. The only thing I had a question when you had sent me all those things to go in, the right about righteousness and stuff, I went in there, but there was no comment. There was no, I didn't know what to do. There was nothing to click on to open it up. That's what my query was on that, because I just didn't know what to do.
Huh.
I couldn't open it up to where I could get in there and re-listen to it. I thought, well, something's not right.
Yeah, and who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's like Francetta said today. She was putting in, trying to put in timestamps, and she said that my mouth, my lips didn't match the words. The video and the audio were off from each other for whatever reason.
Hmm.
So
I was working good that night. You know, you were working well, very well.
Well, so here's what we got to say one more time. Hey, it's the internet, and we'll just go back at it again another day, and it'll work, because it's like tonight. I had this so set up to be right, and guess what? It turned out right. Oh, Sister Phyllis, you got your hand up. Go ahead.
To have a kidney removed and get really take to my baby. So anyway, I'd like for you to pray for him that he survives.
And this is Lauren?
Yes.
Let's pray for Laura, too. She's having a biopsy on her brain.
All right, Laura and Lauren, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now we pray for these two people. Laura, Scott's mom, and Lauren, Phyllis's son. In the mighty name of Jesus, standing in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, as ministers of reconciliation, ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, kings and priests unto our God, we declare that these two surgeries come up without a hitch, and that the hand of God Almighty is in the middle of it. May there be healing, restoration, miracles manifest right in the middle of it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. May we declare that all of the hospital staff be filled with ease and peace. May it be the greatest day they've ever had in this as a operating room team. May everybody flow together. And we declare over Lauren, by your stripes, he is healed. We declare over Laura, by your stripes, she is healed in Jesus' mighty name. And you receive the glory. And you receive the honor. And you receive the praise. Kidneys work. And brain thing, be gone. What's it called? A tumor? Tumor, be gone. In the mighty name. You know, if the demons wonder why we speak with so much power, it's because we're standing in the kingdom and the kingdom is filled with power. And we speak into the heavenlies right now and we just declare that on the inside is an understanding of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. Now, Ted?
Okay, Heavenly Father.
Amen. Amen. And everyone be in prayer tomorrow morning. This is Laura and Lauren, L-O-R-R-I-N. Laura is Scott's mom, and Lauren is Phyllis's son. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, thank you for this good word tonight. And thank you for the good laugh tonight. And thank you for a group of people that's willing to put in these timestamps, Lord. Help us perfect this beyond anything we've ever done and make it a powerful blessing to so many other people in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, you might say, Pastor, what about this timestamp thing? I think it's awesome. Anytime you're watching a YouTube video of any great preacher, and you're like, wow, I want to hear this message again, put a timestamp in there. And then save the title of it in your notepad. And title that, you know, let's say it's Dr. Barclays, or let's say it's me, Pastor Samuel J. Cottle, put the title in. This is how to do a timestamp effectively, mostly. And then click share and get the link and put it right in your note. So the next time you're in your notepad, you're like, oh, yeah, that was a powerful message. And then you'll go back to it, and you'll already have timestamps in there for yourself to study by. And you can go right back in and start at the beginning and say, oh, wow, yeah, look at that. Bam, hit another one. Wow, look at that. And you could literally go right through a message in the matter of about 20 minutes, and you can listen to a one-hour message in about 20 minutes and hit the main points. It's a pretty powerful thought, isn't it? I have many messages of Dr. Barclays I would like to timestamp, but as of yet, they're not allowed. But Dr. Winston, I have a bunch of his timestamps. Keith Moore, I got a bunch of his timestamps. Brother Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse DePlantis. I think Jesse DePlantis' video about heaven, you're going to find my timestamps in there. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I go back, I want to hear that point again. And that one message by Dr. Winston, he's teaching about seed time and harvest. And he said, some of you think seed time and harvest is just money. He said, the greatest seed you will ever give is your own time. Because you only have 24 hours in a day. The greatest seed you'll ever sow is yourself and your willingness into the kingdom. So he said, if you don't have any money to sow, sow yourself. Oh my, I listened to that thing. I listened to it over and over and over. Why? Because I want that to always be deep inside of me. It's seed you sow isn't just money. It's your time. It's your talent. And that, yes, it may be your treasure. But don't limit God of what he can ask you to do. Give of your whole self to him.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my goodness. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. And verse 31, let's receive the new covenant worship together. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, all of it, until he comes." Verse 28, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread, drink of the cup." Verse 31, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." I'm going to put it in a coddle paraphrase. God in heaven is saying, would you please judge yourself? That way nobody else will. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment." Why? Because as he, Jesus, is right now, so are we in this world. He's the head, we're the body, inseparable. Perfect love casts out fear. Is no fear in love. And there is no fear in the communion elements. But Pastor, what if somebody takes it unworthily? The only person that will take it unworthily tonight is the person who came here mocking God. And more than likely, you didn't stick around because God mockers don't like being where I am, because I'm going to speak about the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Word of God. And they don't like any of that, and therefore they leave. Paul said, this is the conclusion. Let a man examine himself. And once you've done that, then take of the bread and drink of the cup. And now the communion elements become the power of God that they actually are. In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. In 60 seconds, you'll be right with God if you're not. Maybe you're coming back to God saying, Pastor, I got to get right with God. This rapture is about to happen and I ain't right. Well, this is a prayer of rededication. Same words, but it'll work for you to rededicate your life. And for those of you that have been believers, you maybe for a week, a month, a year, 10 years, 50 years, say this boldly, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And if you say this enough, the day will come when you're going to lead somebody into being born again, and you'll remember this prayer that I'm praying right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
and
day.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John
chapter 1. And John chapter 3.
In John chapter 3.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands up and just say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
In every area.
In every area.
I receive all of your love.
I receive all of your
love. I receive all of your mercy.
I receive all of
All of your grace.
I receive all of your grace.
I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness, Lord.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just like that, you're born again. Welcome to the kingdom of God. You might say, Pastor, I'm experiencing something. Yeah, it's really awesome, isn't it? What just happened is you just opened up your life and said to Jesus, come and live in me. Jesus is the light of the world. You're filled with light. Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. You're filled with faith. Jesus had perfect righteousness, never sinned, and you're filled with his righteousness. Jesus said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you just said, Holy Spirit, come into my life. And what you're experiencing is God Almighty has just come in you with all of his power. This is the first step in your life as a believer. Don't get all shook up about how will I know how to be a Christian. Don't worry about that. Just walk with God your Father every day. Because I guarantee you, the one who created you has the ability to help you understand how to walk with him every day.
Amen.
They put my email address and website in there so that you have the ability to get in contact with the preacher and say, preacher, help me walk with you. I have a really wonderful series of messages called A Way to Richness. And even though the timestamps that were messed up on a couple of them, the message is still good. The message didn't change. And we want that to be a blessing to you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. And if you just send me a message, I'll send them on over. And really, guys, religion said, well, what if you don't know how to be a Christian? Well, how about you don't worry about that and you just walk with God?
Amen.
That's real simple. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus that you just got adopted into the family and you got a new DNA. Just like that. Just like that. It's time to receive communion because I got preach all over me. I can preach for hours on any one of these points. Hold your elements up. And let's pray this prayer of blessing. And then we'll receive them together. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion.
Jesus,
with you.
You were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Lord.
From your body, Lord.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bread, the broken body together. Thank you, Lord. You endured the cross and you despised the shame. And you did it for us. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Every verse I'm getting ready to say, every word about blood is right out of the Bible. We are getting ready to speak about I think it's 10 Bible verses. And it's all about the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit designed it this way, so you'll learn about the blood of Jesus just because you take communion with us regularly. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing
on
force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
And I thank you for
and
it.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
and
Jesus.
The word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every play.
Every play.
Has to pass over my life.
Has to pass over my
and
life.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
the accuser of the brethren,
the accuser of the brethren
is cast down forever,
cast down forever
and there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
Conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be,
and I will always be
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his blood together.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing a song about the blood. Which one you want to sing? I like that one when you sing it last night. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. Power reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never. Reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. I'm just not getting the beat of that song yet.
I know. Take me to the river. Do you know that one?
I do not know that song.
We don't either, Rebecca. You'll have to call in and sing it.
Take me to the river.
Take me to the river.
I know I've been to the river. I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. No, I don't. That's not. That's three different songs I just sang right there.
That's good.
Well, glory, hallelujah. Thank you for sticking with me. I call you blessed tonight. Every one of you, you guys are the most awesome believers
yes,
there ever was.
You are.
Please don't let anything I say tonight discourage you from doing a simple timestamp.
Gail said she's going to start doing that. Of course, she wasn't here for the,
well,
and, the lesson. So she feels confident in doing it. So hallelujah.
I love it when my lessons are so simple. Everybody's like, woo, let me do it. And then when they're just, everybody's just standing there, sitting there staring at you like, really?
Don't worry, you're doing good with the bongo. That's a good thing, Roger, because he still loves his
bongo. I love those bongos. That's awesome, man. I just am not very good at it. It's probably that song, though. Because
yeah. Well,
that song has
really
a special beat to it.
Song.
That's not a bongo song.
It's not really a bongo song. So we do great with it.
I beg to differ. I think any song that we want to can be a bongo song.
Maybe it was just the fish that sang that one.
You're so prejudiced, Pastor.
Love you, Gail. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, thanks for being here, Gail. We love you.
Blessed too.
Call you blessed. Get some sleep. And I think the greatest thing I want to encourage any of you to do is anytime you're watching a YouTube video, put a timestamp in if there's something that means to you.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're going to be an encouragement to other people to make a comment, express themselves in God, and it truly does help it become that much more of a valuable lesson.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Well, I'm not going to stay on here because I do have another program to do. And I've been on here way longer tonight than necessary. And the next time you come back to this video, it'll probably only be about 45 minutes long.
Oh, yeah. 15 minutes. Kind of a 3-hour program. It's okay. It's all right. It was a good evening. We had a lot of laughs.
Oh, my. Thank you for being our friends and our partners. We truly mean it, and we truly love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Remember to pray for Lauren and Laura tomorrow in Jesus' mighty name. And we had a really good report from Sister Kathy today. Kathy Angaroni, how she been able to go back to work and take care of the kids, and the kids were all glad to see her. And isn't that an awesome story? Hey, Brother Dave Villiard made it.
Hey, hi, Dave. Sorry I missed you all those after work naps are needed.
Hey, wait. It was 61 degrees today. What kind of nap do you need after that? Just go dunk in the pool somewhere.
If we would have known that's what you were doing, we'd have been banging on the
door. We would have banged on the door, amen. I was banging on the drums, but maybe that's what woke you up. All right, until we see you again, Sister Phyllis, are you reading the verse?
I hate it when he springs it on me. Where's my Bible?
Sorry, I was eating. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the only wise God our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Pastor.
Yeah.
I sent you something, and you should look at it after this is over.
Okay.
Okay? It's serious.
All right. I'll look at it as soon as we're done here. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. Chrissy sent it to me, and I seen it, and I thought, I got to give this to you to let you read it.
All right.
And it goes in with everything you've been talking about.
Wow.
It's a serious. This is like, this is the end, guys.
I know. And I've told all my family members, and if they don't want to hear it, too bad. I told them to leave anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody told me to get away, or they just located me, you know, stuck me out in cyber. I figured, well, that's a plus, you know.
Yeah.
I pray about it and say, God, which ones do you want? I said, I have a lot of Catholic friends, a lot of them from school, that they enjoy the sermon, or they enjoy certain articles.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that.
Yep.
The door is open.
Yep.
You know?
And
I thank God.
And many of those, especially Catholic people, they love God. They just don't know anything about him.
Yeah. It's like a habit. They go through the motions constantly because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Well, my sister Pamela, her husband was Catholic, raised Catholic, but he wasn't a practicing Catholic. And she converted. Well, I almost had a connection, you know. We've always been non-denominational all our lives. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me, kid. You know, I says, what are you thinking? You know, but yet she sent her children when they were younger to a Nazarene church because they had a fantastic youth program. They loved it. So they were reared up in that. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
They turned out beautiful as adults. Just beautiful. You know, and I send it to them, too. I figure, well, hallelujah, I'm going to send it.
Amen. Well, and we just got to keep sending it, guys. That's, what people say, yeah, but what if I offend them? If they go to hell, that's going to really seriously offend them.
You know, I'd rather see, if I offend them, so be it. But my theory is this. I don't want to stand in front of Jesus and say, why didn't you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I want to have a clear conscience.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I've done the best I can, and you know I have.
Yep.
And if I haven't, I'll do better. It's my goal.
I made that one video two Sundays ago, maybe three, whatever it was, about how to walk with God, not necessarily be a Christian, but how to walk with God. So if you haven't heard that since that day, I really made that and made it short enough we could send it to people as a way to say, listen. Yeah, and that's one of them. I really want to make another one that's like that and come at it from another point of view, the same message, because I want us to reach these people.
Well, the one with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I sent that out because I felt that was really important. A lot of people don't understand about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yep. You know? And I figured, what's it going to hurt?
What's it going to hurt?
Nothing.
Ain't going to hurt a thing.
I don't lose nothing. I gain because I did what I was supposed to do.
Bam, there it is.
You know, I got to obey God first. Otherwise, he'll never let me live a peaceful life. He loves convicting me constantly. You didn't do this. You know? So I say, okay, Lord, I'll do it.
I will do it. Amen. And to some of you, you need to say, yes, Lord. And then when you get with that, just say, yes, Lord, again. And then say, I'm glad to go do what you assigned me to do. Yes, Lord. Wow, we had somebody here named Guile.
Really? Guile? Is this for real? Did you see what I put on the thing today? I went on YouTube today, and that person come on, you know, the troll. So I says, you know, you better repent. I mentioned his name, and I says, you got to repent. And I says, let Jesus Christ fill you with his Holy Spirit. He stayed on for the full thing.
Did he really?
He never left.
Well, how cool is that?
And I thought, praise the Lord. He never said anything. I don't know, it could have been a female, but I says, Lord, how are we going to get to him? And then he says, well, it come out, you know. And I thought, wow, Lord, that's cool. He never left. He stayed. So I figured, praise the Lord.
Praise,
how are we going to reach him?
Amen.
To that gross life, you know.
Oh, my goodness. My stuff is just moving all over the place. I hope I haven't lost you guys tonight. I'm endeavoring to truly be here. But all right, well, let's do this. We're going to close Facebook now. We're going to run over here. All of you joined us on Facebook. We call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for being with us. And any way we can be a blessing to you, please let us know. We'll teach you how to do timestamps, even if it's all messed up. Just keep doing them anyway. It's a joke. If he wasn't here, it's just a joke. But we love you. Thank you for being a part. We'll see you again tomorrow morning for the noon prayer, which is noon Eastern, 11 Central. And then once again tomorrow night, right back here, establishing you in your faith with Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's see. Where's YouTube? There you guys are. Call you guys blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this, we love you.
God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Love you too, Dave.
Blog Talk and Radio. Roger. And the episode.